Good morning. We now come to a sacred moment of meditation. That's last week we come to some of the sharing of Sister Faustina. It's on should be She died in 1938, right?
Yes.
So this, I think it's in March. In October he died. She died on October?
October.
25th. Okay. Now it's coming. Her soul is really closing to the Lord. She says, O Christ, if my soul had known all at once what it was going to have to suffer during its lifetime, it would have died of terror at the very sight. So Jesus is very good. God is very good to us. Doesn't let us see all our sufferings, the whole life. She said, if you know all this suffering, you would die. But moment by moment, we have the grace to carry the cross. It would not have touched its lips to the cup of bitterness. But as it has been given to drink a drop at a time, it has emptied the cup to the very bottom. So she might not drink if it's a big whole thing. She's scared to drink, but just drop by drop, and she managed to take all the little crosses all her life. Oh Christ, if you yourself did not support the soul, how much could it do of itself? We are strong, but with your strength. We are holy, but with your holiness. And of ourselves, what are we? Less than nothing. So it's important just to put out the center point in Christ himself, right? We are strong because Christ is strong. We are holy because Christ is holy. Our holiness doesn't come from your holiness. Merely come from Jesus. So give glory to the Lord, not of the self-glory. My soul, you suffice me for everything else in the world. Although the sufferings are severe, you sustain me. Although the times of loneliness are terrible, you make them sweet for me. Although the weakness is great, you change it into power for me. So you see, change, it's in Jesus himself. I do not know how to describe all that I suffer. And what I have written thus far is merely a drop. You see what she's describing, just a little bit more severe. She suffered more darkness. There are moments of suffering about which I really cannot write, even though Jesus asked her to write down all things. But sometimes she couldn't write. Too much, too hard, with the words. There are also moments in my life when my lips are silent. There are no words for my defense, and I submit myself completely to the will of God. That's just very important. The will of God. For each one of us, this is our holiness. Do the will of God. Of course, in His strength. The will of God is important. Moment by moment. Then the Lord Himself defends me and makes claims on my behalf, and his demands are as such that they can be noticed exteriorly. Nevertheless, when I perceive his major interventions, which manifest themselves by way of punishment, then I beg him earnestly for mercy and forgiveness. Sometimes Jesus shows her the way, maybe more suffering means a kind of punishment. If she's not doing well, the will of God. Yet I'm not always hurt. The Lord acts towards me in a mysterious manner. So not always she's asking is accepted. As if not listened by the Lord. So much so we also at times we ask Jesus, how come we ask so many times and you're not listening? The Lord acts towards me in a mysterious manner. There are times when he himself allows terrible sufferings, and then again there are times when he does not let me suffer and removes everything that might afflict my soul. So sometimes Jesus takes away his pain. Sometimes more severe. These are his ways, unfathomable and incomprehensible to us. So incomprehensible. Love of God for us is incomprehensible. Sometimes we could not ask why, how come? As if no answer. It is for us to submit ourselves completely to his holy will. Patience. The second reading today, the Mass, patience. There are mysteries that the human mind will never fathom here on earth. Eternity will reveal them. So until today, we don't know much. But sometime when we're in heaven, we know the why. April 10, 1938, Palm Sunday. I attend Holy Mass, but did not have the strength to go and get the palm. I felt so weak that I barely make it to the end of Mass. During Mass, Jesus gave me to know the pain of his soul, and I could clearly feel how the hymns of Hosanna reverberated as a painful echo in his sacred heart. So when the people, when he is going inside Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people with the palms in their hands, Hosanna, Hosanna. As if a glorious entry, but for Jesus, it's a real pain. I think his pain is not because of his physical suffering. Pain because the hardness, stubbornness of the soul of the people. My soul too was inundated by a sea of bitterness, and each Hosanna pierced my own heart to its depth. My whole soul was drawn close to Jesus. I heard Jesus' voice. My daughter, your compassion for me refreshes me. By meditating on my passion, your soul acquires a distinct beauty. So, at times when you say the rosary, put more energy in meditating the mysteries. Especially for the passion of Christ. Jesus loves it. We share. I received Holy Communion upstairs, for there was no question of my going down to the chapel since I was exhausted because of intense sweating. And when that passes, I had a fever and chills. I felt completely worn out. Today, one of the Jesuit fathers, Father Zugowicz, brought us Holy Communion. He gave the Lord to three of our sisters and then to me. And thinking I was the last, he gave me two holes. But one of the novices was lying in bed in the next cell. He forgot another one. He give her all the, and there was no hole snapped for her. The priest went back again and brought her the Lord. But Jesus told me, listen, I entered that heart unwillingly. The seat of the next door. Sorry? He said, I entered that heart unwillingly. You received those two hosts because I denied my coming into his soul who resists my grace. Jesus knows everything. Even you come to receive Holy Communion, but if we are not ready, the heart. Of course, the priest will give it to you and then you will still receive. But it's more painful for Jesus than anything. Don't just take the communion, it's a sign of union. Communion. If we are not real communion with the Lord, then that is not communion. You see, Jesus purposely make the priest give two hosts to fulfill. Just deny the time. Jesus cannot do otherwise. My visit to such a soul is not pleasant for me. At that point, my soul was drawn close to him, and I received a deep inner sight which gave me to understand in spirit all the workings of mercy. Now, Jesus is merciful. But also we need our hearts to be renewed, a new heart to receive him. If an old heart, we cannot. If a sinful heart, we cannot. It was like a flash of lightning, but more distinct than it had, that I had watched it for hours with the eyes of my body. Still, in order to write anything at all, I must make use of words, though they cannot render all of what my soul enjoyed on seeing the glory of God's mercy. The glory of the divine mercy is surrounding, is resounding, even now, in spite of the efforts of his enemies and of Satan himself, who has a great hatred for God's mercy. You see, when you want more close to Jesus' divine mercy, the devil doesn't want you to come close to him. She herself experienced this, no? They can no taste, doubt, worries. This work will snatch a great number of souls from him, and that is why the spirit of darkness sometimes tempts good people violently, so that they may hinder the work. So sometimes you might see some good people laugh at you. Why you say this prayer? You know, sometimes sometimes the devil, sometimes they, you know, pick a little voice in them, and then they say all the nonsense to you. The devil may use all means to stop us close to Jesus. At times when you might come closer, maybe you drop in for a moment, then you say, oh no. I don't have time. In fact, you can have 3 minutes, 4 minutes. But, you know, we are not used to, first of all. And then, the evil spirit, at times, is tempting us. Oh, I'm busy. Oh, this time not, or maybe tomorrow. Oh, I'm tired. Of course you are tired. When you are not tired. We say, when we are strong and as if getting in the early morning, then you go to see Jesus. When you even are tired, you need to go to Jesus, right? The enemy's greatest effort will not thwart the smallest detail of what the Lord has decreed. No matter if there are times when the work seems to be completely destroyed, it is then that the work is being all the more consolidated. So if maybe Faustina feeling sometimes all failure, nothing, no taste, but still the work of God is there. My soul was filled with a peace much deeper than anything I had experienced before, a divine reassurance which nothing can efface, a deep peace which nothing can disturb, even though I were to go through the severest of ordeals. I am at peace. God Himself governs all things. Next paragraph. I spent the whole day in thanksgiving, and gratitude kept flooding my soul. Oh my God, how good you are! How great is your mercy! You visit me with so many graces. Me, who am a most wretched speck of dust. Prostrating myself at your feet, O Lord, I confess with a sincere heart that I have done nothing to deserve even that least of your graces. It is in your infinite goodness that you give yourself to me so generously. So this humility. She found herself very simple. It's a simple person. But thank the Lord, always giving her the grace. Just giving out unconditionally, not because we are good. This humility. Therefore, the greater the graces which my heart receives, the deeper it plunges itself in humility. Be humble. Don't compare yourself to any other person. Otherwise, you could be very proud. Maybe you're better than many people, right? Yes? You're not that bad. But at times we think of our goodness and then we forget about the goodness of others. Or we jealous of others if they're better than us. This is our human nature, right? Tell Jesus, we are like that. We can't help. Oh Christ, suffering for you is the delight of my heart and my soul. Prolong my sufferings to infinity, that I may give you a proof of my love. I accept everything that your hand will hold out to me. Your love, Jesus, is enough for me. I will glorify you in abandonment and darkness, in agony and fear, in pain and bitterness, in anguish of spirit and grief of heart. In all things, may you be blessed. My heart is so detached from the earth that you yourself are enough for me. There is no longer any moment in my life for self-concern. She has no time for self-pitying, no self-time to meditate on herself. All the time, all the spare time. So if you all the time go to the Lord, you have no space for temptation. But you indulge your own self, the devil is very happy. He sits beside you, enjoying with you, and putting you all the, giving all the substance for self, pitying everything. And you enjoy, oh yeah, really good. If you don't give time to Jesus, the devil is there. He's standby, right? The devil is standby. It's horrible. Huh? If you're not humble enough, he squeeze in. If you're prayerful enough, he squeeze in. If your heart is not there, worse. He take your heart. Now, I need some time to finish this part. Very important, Jesus' words. Holy Thursday, April 14, 1938. Today I felt strong enough to take part in the ceremonies of the church. During Holy Mass, Jesus stood before me and said, "Look into my heart and see there the love and mercy which I have for humankind, and especially for sinners. Look and enter into my passion." Now you see, this is my turn. Not just look at beautiful things, to share human sinfulness. You share his passion. So the more you love Jesus, doesn't mean you are all times in romantic feeling with the Lord. You have to go through hand in hand with the Lord. Jesus has to come and follow me, but carry a cross, right? So Jesus is no different to Faustina. Show all her kindness and mercy towards people, but you enter into my passion. In an instant, I experienced and lived through the whole passion of Christ in my own heart. I was surprised that these tortures did not deprive me of my life. She suffered really the pain, but she just wondered she still survived. So, give our space, our love to the Lord. Of course, you have your husband, you have your home, family, you have all your works. But give the important place. Seek God first. Those people love father, mother, husband, wife, more than myself, not worthy of me. He's God, he's love. Don't think that you love God and then you don't love people. No. You will love people with the love of God. That's more important. Because many times we love people with a human heart only. That means conditional. You love some people because they love you back. And you hate some people because they hate you, right? And this is not divine love. When you follow Jesus, even people abandon you, you won't abandon anybody. Even people speak words evil against you, you speak good for other people. And this is the heart of Jesus, right? You follow Jesus, only Jesus. Remind ourselves, although it's time for Christmas, not for Easter, but still, we need Jesus, right? So let us pray heart that we have the pure love for Jesus.